thousand dumping sites similar to Love Canal around the country, causing the same kind of birth deformities and abortions, and also affecting the lives of the mothers and the fathers. Waiting the ticking of, like, they're like ticking time bombs. The chemical industry, meanwhile, is currently engaged in the biggest lobbying assault that is ever mounted against proposed government regulations banning the cancer-causing chemicals and retarding-causing chemicals. But what happened to the chemical officials? Why, they didn't even get brought to court, darling. They've got special in with the court. That's why I hate the U.S. I love you so much, I'd like to go back and rot in its jails. I'd set fire to some of their goddamn merciless factories that have burned the lives out of people and the mines that have drained the life away. I'd like to show a protest by fire, but I felt I could do a better service by coming over here and giving you, though a prisoner I am and people won't give me much rest, I haven't had any rest now. They got this letter, that letter, there's always something bothering them. They've always got some great big trouble spot in their life. You never think that anybody in the world could suffer worse than they do. And yet I know I've been in a prison for so many years talking to all these people, walking a straight line. When you're dealing with a CIA agent, you never know whether you're talking with a double agent or whether he's really transformed. But the probability is that he may still be a double agent. However, it may be interesting to note to you that we got him on tape, and thus the government here will be increasing measures that will not allow this to ever happen, that he was sitting out there when we were being shot at, when some of you said it was all in our imagination. He gave the times. We didn't give him the times. He was sitting out there with not just guns, but mortar rockets, and he was almost ready to blow away our radio station, killing everybody there, and blowing away all of our electric stations, and then coming in and wiping up the rest of us. That can't happen now because he gave us the secrets, and the government will be top on the case. But some of you took some of those days as mighty joking. It was just kind of fun time. Oh, it was not that, why we have to go through all this. Well, it seemed it was good that Father had us out from the center in those days around in a circle, because the rocket was aimed, and something wouldn't let him do it. He admitted it. We got it on tape. If you don't believe it, then listen for yourself. That ends the news. Tonight we'll have testing and evaluation. I love you very much. Please produce this place so we can get more bodies here to freedom before it's too late. How it develops. I want you to understand that and listen to it very, very closely. It's important that we get a root idea of fascism. Can't fight your enemy unless you know who he is. Don't feel bad about asking questions. We understand that. So at 7:30, the meeting will start with the usual Russian instruction. They'll try to move on and teach you new words as we proceed to learn the language. It's a good language to learn, irrespective of what we want to do. You can get jobs all over the world learning the Russian language. Thank you very much. Now please listen to the news that will now be started to be playing. Then will finally come my dissertation on fascism, how it started, how it had its roots, its beginnings in Benito Mussolini. Then study that. But the test will not come right away. We will have set up, everybody to be in their seats. All people take note for warning that they must be in their seats at 7:30, quiet and prepared for the Russian lesson. Thank you. I hate to interfere with your lives, but I know I love you. And if I love you, I will teach you as much as I can while I have breath. Thank you and much love.